Here with head coach Ryan Pulley after the Terriers' 14-11 win over Lehigh. And coach, just want to get your general thoughts on today's game.
Yeah, I thought it was a great college game. I thought both teams played extremely hard. You know, credit to Lehigh for, you know, how well they're coached and just the way that they play. They make earn everything. Very, very strong, you know, up the middle. 45 is a great player. You know, Sisselberger obviously is you know, top faceoff guy in the country, and their goalie's playing well. So you know, just proud of my guys and the way we responded. I felt every time that Lehigh kind of started to creep back in the game and made plays, we responded by, you know, making a great play and showed our experience and showed our leadership, and just really pleased with, you know, the overall effort of the team. So, you know, give them credit, but certainly happy for the way that our guys responded.
It was senior day today, and a lot of seniors had big games. Luis Perfetto, 3-4. Vince D'Alto, 3 goals, 2 assists. And then Roy Meyer had 5 caused turnovers along with 3 ground balls, just to name a few. But how nice was it for the seniors to come out and play a really good game on senior day?
Yeah, I thought it was great to see. You know, happy for those guys. They've meant so much to the program. All the seniors have. You know, they came here with a mission to take this program to the next level, and they've certainly helped us do that. And I thought Lewis was great today. I just thought he handled Lehigh's pressure. He, you know, made the right play. He scored big goals. He scored goals when we needed them. He got his teammates involved, had a couple huge ground balls. You know, I just thought he played, you know, like an all-Patriot League performer. So really happy for him. Vince did his normal, you know, 3-2. He had some big finishes, had some big ground balls, and you know, just happy. I thought, you know, Roy was all over the field. I thought Pimo had a nice game, and you know, Howard you know, had a big play in one of our clears where we broke their clear and you know, scored a goal to put us up 5. So you know, credit to C. Walker was great too, flying around the field. So you know, the seniors have meant so much to this program. It's happy that they could be victorious on our senior day.
Another one of them, Connor Calderon, had a great day at the faceoff X, and you know, he was 11 of 28, but more importantly didn't let Sisselberger get any clean wins and really mucked up the middle of the field, and I think that was a big advantage for you guys.
Yeah, it was a battle at the X. You know, their kids, you know, arguably the best ever, and you know, anytime that you go up against him, you're just trying to make it difficult and not give him any clean exits, and you know, force them to go back, and hopefully you can ride them and turn them over and just make it difficult. And Connor certainly did that. They're, you know, they're great on the wing as well. So you know, I thought it was a battle, and Connor won some big faceoffs, and you know, we made some big plays on the wing. So it was a complete battle and a bloodbath, and you know, credit to Connor and Coach Moreland and his unit.
Matt Garber, 14 saves, a lot of big ones. Lehigh didn't get any big runs during today's game. Let's talk about his performance and, you know, the defense overall.
Yeah, I thought Coach Lattimore had the guys really flying around, making it difficult. Obviously, we caused 21 turnovers, so we were able to, you know, disrupt their offensive flow, challenge shots, make plays, pick up the ground ball. And then when, you know, they got open looks, you know, I thought Carpenter was awesome. I thought this was his best game by far. You know, he was really on it. You know, I think if we could have finished the game, it would have been, you know, his stats would have been a little bit higher. But, you know, made some big saves, made some quality saves, made some inside saves, made outside saves. You know, just played the way that he's certainly capable and we're grown accustomed to see.
Yeah, it's looking like a matchup for the regular season title coming up on Friday night at Army. How nice is it to know that you control your own destiny? You win in your top seed, you get to host once again.
Yeah, I mean, that's after the Navy game. We kind of looked each other in the mirror and just said, hey, if we hold serve, you know, we can put ourselves in a position to play Army and have it be for the league title. You know, certainly they have, you know, their game's ending, and that will kind of bear seeding. But you know, we control our own destiny. We win, we host, and but they're a phenomenal team with a phenomenal coaching staff, and it's going to be difficult. So we'll prep and get ready, and you know, really excited. Also, like to just, I thought the offense overall, Coach Lippo continues to do a masterful job with the man up. I thought that was huge. I thought we were, you know, 4-for-4, 4-for-5, whatever. You know, guys just making plays, scoring, you know, making all the right reads. Jimmy O'Connell with 2 huge goals. And just, again, every time that they kind of stood up, made a play, you know, cut into our lead, got it to 2 goals, you know, our guys made plays and responded, which was awesome to see.